Hello, my name is José Luis Navarro. I am an economist. I work at the same hospital that present my colleagues. I work also as a professor at the University of Granada in the International Economy Department. And today I'm going to talk to you about OMARS. OMARS is an environmental and social responsibility observatory linked to our hospital. And this presentation was carried out with, in collaboration with two colleagues, Blanco and Gonzalez. I have any relationship to this clause, any financial relationship. So, although my colleagues have presented the hospital, I would like to reinforce some attractive aspect of Granada, our city. President Clinton says that Granada has the most beautiful sunset of the world. Now we are waiting for Obama president to know his opinion about this idea. But sometimes even we are in the south of Spain, we have good weather. Sometimes we also have snow in our hospital. So, well, some photos about our buildings and some data. Some data, we have approximate 1,200 beds, 450,000 inhabitants in our area, 5,000 employees, and a budget with about 300 million euros. I will talk firstly about sustainability. Sustainability is one of the main goals of the WHO program, Health for All in 21st Century. And in accordance with the Brundtland reports, as you know, sustainable development is the development that meets the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. So, in accordance with Joseph Stiglitz's opinion, globalization is not necessarily bad if we know how to manage it. So, in this sense, globalization should be combined and balanced with market and competitiveness at the same time that sustainable development. Corporate social responsibility is one of the main concerns for OMARS, the observatory that I am presenting. During the last 40 years, the economist's opinion about CSR has changed critically. In 1970, Milton Friedman considered that social responsibility of business is to increase its profits. But only 3 years later, Kenneth Arrow said that link better social responsibility and economic efficiency. That was a great step in favor of social responsibility. And later, the European Commission published the Green Paper on CSR and defined corporate social responsibility as a concept whereby companies integrate social and environmental concerns in their business operation and in their interaction with their stakeholders as a voluntary basis. This is the key issue, the voluntary basis of this movement. So if we combine the Green Paper definition plus the sustainable development concept, the conclusion is very clear. We need to balance among, achieve a balance among economic, social, and environmental consequences of human activity. In the European Union, we have the concept of corporate social responsibility have been consolidated in the most global strategy, the Lisbon Strategy. Lisbon Strategy based the development of this economic area in four concepts, as you can see: competitiveness, full employment, social progress, and environmental quality. In this scheme, you can see different approaches of corporate social responsibility. Omar's activities reinforce the relationship between internal and external dimensions. Omar's facilitate organizational change by means cooperative projects with stakeholders. Some evidence about CSR from a macroeconomic perspective show how in the OECD countries, CSR present a positive correlation with GDP per capita, competitiveness, and price stability. So now some indicator related with the stock exchange. We can see some general indexes in comparison with sustainable indexes. And the green line logically represents the social responsible index. These three figures show how the investors, the clear preference of investors for sustainable indexes in Europe, in UK and in the whole Europe, but not in the USA. We perceive a great difference in this case. This is a paper, very interesting in my opinion, about written by Maria Goldberg, and this paper show different methods to measure CSR at country level. As you know, there are several CSR indicators, very commonly accepted. But Maria, she classifies these indexes in two dimensions, result and process oriented. And in each dimension, she distinguishes between hard and soft requirements. And that is, here is the result. When we use a soft demanding indicator, for example, Spain appears in the first position of this ranking for 20 countries from the OECD. That means that that could mean that Spain was the most responsible attitude in front of the other and the other countries. But when we use hard demanding indicators, the position of Spain are below of the average level of these 20 countries. What happened with the USA? You can see USA at the last position of this ranking, using the less demanding indicator, but when we use the hard indicator, the position is very close to Spain, it's almost the same. So that means that it's very important select and disclosure what indicator we use to evaluate the corporate social responsibility at country level. After this little introduction to corporate social responsibility, we go back to Omar's. In Spain, most hospitals are public hospitals, so they must face CSR commitment from a twofold perspective, as public administration and as a service industry. In 2000, the University Hospital Virgen de las Nieves decided to include sustainability in defining policies and strategies. And this strategy is based on three pillars: the integrated system of environmental management, the sustainability report, and OMARS. So we go directly to OMARS. And firstly, new definition. OMARS is an observatory linked to this hospital dedicated to the identification and analysis of the best environmental and socially responsible practice worldwide. Application of this practice in healthcare organization is the main objective of this observatory. But other objectives was the identification of good practices, analysis, viability study, the promotion of implementation of these ideas, and the establishment of collaborative agreements by opening new line of research and to find a specific funding out from the public budget that support our activity. Regarding the methodology, OMAR system for gathering information takes into account the repercussion on health sector, the source reliability, the implementation level and applicability in healthcare sector, and the benefits in environmental, social, and economic spheres, and other requirements in the methodology. You can visit OMAR website through the web page of the hospital in the left-hand side, or through OMAR's or through the web page of FIBAO. FIBAO is another foundation for biosanitary research, or directly in this address that show the main activities and strategies of the observatory. Among the strategies of OMARS should be highlighted the elaboration and the gathering of environmental management model, hazardous substances, hospital residual waste, water consumption efficiency, energy efficiency, green procurement and purchasing, sustainable construction, also sustainable transportation, implementation of the healthful nutrition scheme, corporate social responsibility, funding sources, pharmaceutical products, cleaning and textile. This is the presentation of FIBAO in 2007. And now, a few months ago, OMARS presented the third annual activity report. This report is structured in three blocks: good practices, news, and research projects. Let me show you some of the good practices found. Regarding hazardous substances, OMAR highlights some European experiences related to flame retardant and reduction of PVC in the hospitals. And regarding environmental ideas, I would like to show you or to comment some initiatives. For example, the hospital annually launch a contest in which promote that employees give new ideas about how environmental concerns should be reflected. And this is the winner of the last year. Whenever possible, use the stairs. It's good for your health and healthy for the environment. This logo, or this little slogan, general manager of the hospital decide put in all entrance of the elevator, and the result is now the stairs are more frequented than before we put this little slogan. It's like a permanent call to use stairs instead of elevators. And other good practices that should be mentioned: the water consumption efficiency, the green procurement and purchasing, and the sustainable construction. We have other good practices identified. For example, the last line initiated was about pharmaceutical products. In this case, we highlight the web page of the Healthcare Without Harm, and cleaning about microfiber mops or textile regarding the organic cotton in order to avoid the allergic reaction for children. This is the second part of the OMAR's third activity report. And in my opinion, this is the most important thing that OMAR's do. This is the ongoing project in this moment. There are seven collaborative projects in which this is the logo of the hospital and the regional authority in Andalusia. So this table shows the collaboration, the cooperation between public and private partners interested in some projects. For example, the elaboration of environment guidelines, the project about surfactant concentration that my colleague present just a moment, in which participate the water enterprise of the city, the University of Granada, and the hospital team working all together with different objectives, but with complementary objectives that reinforce this, this research project. Polyethylene bag replacement was the other project. Telemedicine. Telemedicine was associated with a reduction of CO2 emissions because this avoid transportation sometimes and reduce the consumption of energy. The PVC reduction, the management of the energy efficiency, and finally a project related to the prevention of accident at workplace. In the energy efficiency management participate all partners of OMARS. And as I said, I think that this collaboration generates benefit for both public and private sectors and make possible that successful experiences in one hospital were disseminated to the others. The objectives of OMARS for next year include the translation of its web page to English, for example. We think that English version will amplify the diffusion of good practices among healthcare organizations. And in the last year, University Hospital Virgen de las Nieves have implemented two successful experiences, such as the statement of a mercury-free hospital and the implementation of a healthful and ecological organic diet in the university hospitals. To sum up, the OMARS mission is to analyze and disseminate information about activities, initiatives, program, policies, and decisions concerning sustainability and CSR that could affect the healthcare sector. OMARS was set up as a platform for knowledge and scientific information in the healthcare sector facilities where partners and stakeholders can find the information and advice necessary to adapt their organization to the mandatory environmental regulation and help them in establishing practices that foster a safe and sustainable work environment. In summary, OMARS is in our opinion, a pioneering initiative in the health sector defined under the current requirement of sustainable development and continuous improvement that reflect the innovative nature of both foundational institutional, FIBAO and the University Hospital Virgen de las Nieves. So to finish, only one picture and one short sentence to capture the spirits of this presentation. And a small impulse can lead to multiple efforts towards sustainable development. And that's all. Thank you for your attention. If you have some questions.
I just have one quick comment about your picture about take the stairs. One thing, there have been some studies done here in the US, and especially where I work, that we have painted the stairways on the inside and hang up artwork and
you have a good results in
yeah,
your case.
Result, yeah.
Yes, in our case also. It's a little thing that is not very important and is very cheaper and it's not any big project, but only each time that you go to take the elevator, read this slogan, you think, oh, well, I can. And I take stairs. Anything more? Thank you for your attention.